John Batchelor, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. There's the New World and there's Venezuela. So this is the Venezuela portion of our conversation. Venezuela is headed by a man who is not legitimately elected. Maduro, recognizable, Caudillo, with links to China, links to Russia, links to Iran, links to narco-terrorism gang Trendyaragua. However, at the same time, he is looking to extend or reawaken or continue, vouchsafe a deal for Venezuelan oil and the Chevron company's development of Venezuela oil, which was important once upon a time and now contributes to the oil flow in the Western Hemisphere. But I was under the impression the deal was off with the Trump administration because Venezuela was turning back the deportation planes of Trendyaragua, who are now being vectored into El Salvador and Bukele. However, there are headlines now saying the Trump administration may be considering the Chevron deal again. That's as far as I can say it cogently, Professor. Is there a Chevron deal or not?
There's two different things happening at the same time. I think both of them reflect adaptability of the Trump administration. But one is the question of a change in policy. Another is the question of how to implement that policy. So the change in policy that had occurred previously, President Trump sent his special emissary, Rick Grenell, to Venezuela to negotiate the release of six detained U.S. Americans. There are seven still in Venezuela, as well as the possibility of Maduro, probably the most important part, receiving Venezuelan deportees. Venezuelan received a couple, but because of the perception by President Trump that Maduro was not doing so sufficiently quickly or sufficiently respectfully, Maduro himself, contesting whether these were actually Trendyaragua members. President Trump, when the sanctions went on, the Chevron general license was going to expire at the beginning of March, President Trump said, okay, Maduro's not doing this right. We're going to let it expire. So that was the perception of the policy reverse. But that reversal, basically not renewing Chevron's license to continue to pump oil in conjunction with the Russians in Venezuela, that created a administrative legal problem, which is that when you end a general license, to avoid legal liability, the State Department traditionally has to give the companies involved time to what they call wind down their operation. And so there was an initial flurry saying, well, no, Chevron needs at least a little bit of time. So the initial change was, okay, we'll give them a month. We'll give them until April 3rd to wind down their operations in Venezuela. Of course, Chevron, which has a very, very strong lobbying organization in Washington, D.C., even during the time when I was working for Secretary Pompeo on the State Department policy planning staff, they were super effective in lobbying back then. So their CEO, Mike Wirth, apparently in recent days met with Marco Rubio and met with the National Security Council, met with Treasury Secretary Scott Bennett. Great to have that kind of access. But the Chevron argument basically is if you don't let us continue to make money, about $4 billion they've made in under this general license. But if you don't allow us to continue to do this, China or maybe Russia will just get the oil. The other argument is we actually need more time to wind down our operations. And so the most recent reversal is the question of, while it doesn't seem that Trump is reversing himself on putting an end to this Chevron exception, it appears that what may happen is there's some discussion of, well, maybe we'll give them 60 days beyond the April 2nd, wind down, which was itself a 30-day period. So again, what seems to be being negotiated isn't so much the whether Chevron will get cut off in making this money off of Venezuelan oil, but the question of will they get a little bit more time to wind down their operations? And obviously, they're trying to turn that postponement into a reversal of policy. And again, we'll see how that works out in the always changeable environment of Washington, D.C. lobbying.
That was diplomatically put, Professor. Changing environment. Yes, if you don't like the policy, wait 15 minutes. Professor Evan Ellis, New World Report. He's at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.